If someone says to you, "You are my dog," will you be offended? Well, if you're American or familiar with Western culture, you'd understand it as something positive, since this idiom actually means you're my friend or quite close to me. You'll also find things like "dog is man's best friend," which also has a positive meaning, since dogs in general are perceived positively and sometimes, in some Western cultures, dogs are even considered as a family member. Now imagine literally translating this and saying the exact same words to someone coming from a culture that doesn't really think of dogs the same way. Well, they would naturally get really offended, to say the least. That is because language is not just words that are spoken or written on paper. It is a means of communication in which culture and context are deeply rooted, and they play extremely important roles as to what words actually mean and which connotations they give. So, if you want to translate "you are my dog" into another language, you will have to add some commentary so that the listener would be in the know. Or you could try and find an equivalent idiom in that target language that delivers a more or less similar meaning, which would probably have completely different subtleties. So, all in all, it would be almost impossible to perfectly translate this idiom, and the best you could do is translating your understanding of the meaning of the original text. And the rest, as they say, is lost in translation. Now, if that was the case with a single idiom in English, how do you think it would be like with other, richer languages? Arabic, for example, which has more than 12 million words, compared to English, which has around 600,000 words. Arabic is a highly syntactical language, in which the placement of words and a slight changes in sounds can drastically change the meaning. In other words, it is hard to compare Arabic to any other language in terms of its structure and richness. And to understand this even more, let's have a look at this example. At the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we see the following verse. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Now, if you've been following my Quran series, you would know that the word ذَلِكَ literally means "that." However, the translation clearly used the word "this," not "that," which is the literal translation. And it said, "This is the book in which there is no doubt." So the question here is, why was the word ذَلِكَ used to refer to a book that we have in our hands, and not far in place or time? And the answer is that the word ذَلِكَ is indeed used to refer to things that are distant in place or time, but it is also used to describe something or someone that is high in rank, position, or value. And this is exactly the meaning that was used in this ayah. But translating ذَلِكَ into "that" could give a wrong message, implying that the book is either far in place or time, because the word "that" does not exactly have the same implications as the Arabic counterpart. So the solution here was to translate it into "this," and the rest of the meaning would be then lost in translation. And this was but a single word at the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. And we see another amazing example from Surah Taha.
إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا.
Now the translation here says, "The hour is coming, but I keep it almost hidden." Now, we all know that the hour, or the Day of Judgment, is only known to Allah. So how is it possible that it is almost hidden? Well, we know that almost means nearly, but not entirely. When you say that someone is almost 30, it means that they are close to being 30, but certainly not 30. So is the hour hidden or not? And the answer is that, in Arabic, if you want to say you hide something so well, you would say أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا, which actually means that you almost hide it from yourself, since you're so keen not to let anyone on it. So you go so far to make that happen that you would almost hide it from yourself. And that was certainly the meaning that was used here. Therefore, translating such verses could be challenging, and there are many more examples showing the eloquence and precision of the Quranic wording. So, since the Holy Quran was revealed in Arabic in a particular context, it must be understood in that context, and that is why the Holy Quran is only in Arabic. So this would explain a lot on why Arabic was chosen to convey Allah's word and His final message, using a language so rich, so precise to deliver the best of messages. But then again, you might be wondering, if Islam was really meant for all humanity, then what's up with non-Arabs who are or want to be Muslims and can't speak Arabic? And the answer is from the Holy Quran itself. And we see that in Surah Ibrahim.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ.
So we never sent any messenger except in the language of his people to make things clear for them. So it is logical that Allah would reveal the Holy Quran in Arabic to Arabs so that they can understand the message and spread it among themselves, and afterwards they would spread the message among others and so on. Another reason is that the Holy Quran was the Prophet's miracle that proves him being the messenger, since he was sent to a people who were extremely voluble and had a very high sensitivity and appreciation to the finest nuances of the language. So through the Holy Quran, Allah challenged them to produce anything like it if they are in doubt of what was sent to the Prophet, peace be upon him.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ.
So for non-Arabs, it is studying the meaning of the Holy Quran in their own language and trying to learn Arabic in order to understand the word of God even better. And finally, there is no better ending than how Allah answers the questions of non-believers on why the Quran was not revealed in other languages.
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِيٌّ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرٌ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمًى.
So Quran being in Arabic doesn't make Arabs better or superior in any way, since all humans are equal. And Quran is the word of Allah for all humanity. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.